Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Kathy Bria, welcome. Yes. Thanks for talking to me.
And thank you.
You're getting married.
Yes, I'm getting married up in Shady, October 30th of this year.
Of this year. Now, are you happy about that?
I am. It's about time. We've been dating for almost 5 years.
Well,
so.
You've been more than dating. Do your parents know this? You've cohabited, haven't you?
they do know
they
this,
know that.
But that's
okay.
True.
Cohabitating. I didn't want to let anything out of the box. So that's sort of a step beyond dating. So marriage comes along. I'm a slightly skeptical about marriage. I think it's great, but I'm just a little skeptical about it. So why, if you're cohabiting and cohabiting excellently well from my observation, why get married?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, I never thought I would want to get married. I always thought finding someone, of course, is important, but it's okay to not get married. Marriage is such like this, you know, antique kind of industry,
right,
that is just made to make, you know, make have other people make money because of all the
you've dresses
catering
and catering,
flowers,
all
the
that
dress
stuff
goes along with it.
And it's a great stress maker too. Getting married, being married can be, in the way I did it, was a stress maker. But getting married can be stress producing too. So yeah,
it can be. Although we are taking things pretty slowly. We've been engaged for almost a year and a half at this point, and
okay,
it's going to be it'll be about a year and a half before we get married since we've been engaged. So we're taking everything very slowly, and it hasn't been too stressful, except that we are living in Los Angeles currently, and we're getting married in Chicago. That is a little bit more stressful, but you know, ultimately, we just decided that, you know we want to be together, and we do want to have children and all that stuff. And actually, I think that Justin pushed the whole marriage thing a little bit more than I did. He wanted a big party with all his friends.
Right.
And he's been to a lot of weddings, and he's been best man at a lot of weddings, and I've been to a lot of weddings and had to suffer through bridesmaid dresses and all that. And so we're like, let's make our friends and family suffer just like we did.
Let's make them come. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great chance to bring for a big party, and you guys are always very good at parties, at small-scale parties with just 20 or 30 people, food night that you used to have at your house here when you lived here and just...
And we still do here in Los
and
Angeles.
Okay, good, good. And so it's
yeah,
a great way to bring people together. It's a good moment in your life. But it's interesting that Justin, you say Justin sort of pushed for it a little bit more, because the mythology of marriage is that it's the thing the girl, the woman, the female wishes for and dreams of all her life. So you didn't have those dreams. You didn't have that fantasy.
No, I never fantasized about what my dress would look like or anything like that. I guess I'm probably the opposite of all that. I had no desire to have a big wedding.
Right.
If it was my choice solely, I think we probably would have eloped.
Just gone to Vegas and gotten married.
Yeah, well, Justin's a little bit more of someone who likes to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
He enjoys telling stories. He enjoys an audience.
Right.
And I'm someone who, you know, likes to listen. Doesn't like to be, you know, looked at all that much. So I wouldn't say I'm a wallflower. I'm definitely very social, but I definitely am okay not being the center of attention.
Right.
And so the idea of the whole wedding just never even, like, I just was not interested in it whatsoever, because I didn't want to be the center of attention for an entire day or weekend. Or
so you may be found in the kitchen doing dishes during your wedding.
That happens a lot during food night, too, doesn't it?
Right, I know.
I'm always chopping vegetables and then cleaning dishes afterwards.
That's right. So I'll know where to find you if I want to dance with you at your wedding. I'll go find you in the kitchen just cleaning up. Now, did Justin get down on one knee and give you a ring and propose and do that whole thing? Or did you guys just look at each other and say, hey?
Well, he did propose, but he certainly did not get down on one knee. Actually, he totally caught me by surprise. He was picking me up from work one day, and I got in the car, and he just handed me the box.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so confused because, I mean, we had talked about, you know, getting married and all that, but we weren't entirely, we had never discussed anything concrete.
Right.
And he handed me this box, and I opened it up, and it doesn't look like an engagement ring. My ring does not look like an engagement ring. It's a ring that he actually designed, and it's very ornate and beautiful.
Oh, cool.
But It's not very typical looking.
It's not one of those ones with a big sort of bobbing for apples diamond sticking up on it.
Right.
All right.
And,
cool.
You know, it's kind of funny because my first reaction was like, what's going on? I don't understand. And right. He didn't say anything initially. And then he's like, well, will you marry me? I thought he was joking. I was like, you're not serious. Come on now. Like, why am I getting a ring? And he looked at me, and I think that I crushed his heart a little bit. He's like, because I'm asking you to marry me. Yeah, and I freaked out at that point because I realized he was serious. But because it wasn't, you know, the way he proposed and the ring wasn't like the absolute ordinary, typical thing that
right.
you see on television or the movies, I was a little bit unsure of what was going on at the time.
You were confused, which is, knowing Justin, that's probably just the way he likes it. I mean, he likes it just a little bit off, everybody a little bit off balance because it makes a better
and
story.
And it was also like, it was just an ordinary working day. There was nothing special about that day.
Right.
It was like, I think it was a Friday. It was picking up from work. I got off of work like a few minutes early and it was no like occasion or anything like that. And so that was another reason why I was a little bit taken aback and unsure of what was going on.
Well, now, was your family thrilled? I mean, I know your family knows Justin, but when marriage became part of the equation, were they really excited or did they say?
Oh, they're absolutely excited. They adore Justin. Like I have, whenever we're at home for the holidays, a lot of times he and I split up because my family's in Chicago and his is in Milwaukee.
Right.
And my family is always extremely disappointed when he's not around, and they ask about him and all that.
Right.
I'm not sure how that's going to change when we actually get married. Are we forced to spend holidays together?
I don't know. I think you're supposed to. You're supposed to. It's sort of one of those rules. You're supposed to go to one of the couple's parents 1 year, and then the next one. And split up
that
Thanksgiving.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I think you just have to play it by ear, or split up and meet in Kenosha.
Yeah, but my family was—they all love him, and they were very.
So they're excited.
Excited,
right?
Yes. Although we are having a little bit of drama in that Justin and I are having a Halloween-themed wedding,
right?
A costume wedding,
right?
And there's a few of my relatives who aren't thrilled by that, and so we have a few obstacles like that.
Right.
And you just have to keep telling your relatives, like, this wedding is for us, not for you.
Right. And
I mean,
you're
invited.
Exactly. It's your wedding. And even if you were going to do long white gown, the biggest, most fancy wedding, there would still be somebody that would think you should do it differently.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
And we're trying to make things a little more playful and fun. Like, at one point, we were looking at having hot dogs at our wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're getting married in Chicago, so Chicago hot dogs. Sure.
Perfectly acceptable and interesting, a little bit different.
All right.
But my mom and dad were absolutely appalled at the idea that at a wedding we would have something so pedestrian as hot dogs. And so, and actually, we were still going to go ahead and have it the way we wanted it, but it turns out that my cousin, who got married a few weeks ago, had hot dogs at her wedding.
Oh.
So apparently that's now a trend of some sort.
Maybe so. I didn't know that. I haven't been to a wedding for a while, but maybe so.
Because she did it, we decided to change our minds a bit and go in a different direction.
Good. So you're getting married on the 30th of October, so Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Halloween themed, so does that mean everybody's going to be in costume?
Hopefully.
Oh, good.
Costumes are going to be recommended,
right?
But not required, so that those who do not want to dress up don't feel like they are obligated to. Although we are going to have some other things. Like, you know, if someone comes in a regular dress and they see that others are dressed up, we're going to have, you know, masks or something like that, that are fake noses that Justin and I will make and have available. So if people want to dress up a little bit or change things up, they can.
Are you going to come dressed as a bride in a white gown, or what are you going to wear?
I am coming as a bride. Oh, I am going to come as a themed bride. I'm still working that out, but it's probably going to be something along the lines of an era, like 1920s or 1930s.
Oh, okay.
Bride.
Oh, cool.
And then Justin and I are playing around with the idea of having masks as well. But we had talked initially about, well, our wedding is taking on so many forms. We had initially talked about having it as a zombie-themed wedding, and then I kind of, that was... This is way before we were engaged.
Okay.
And that would be great. Zombies. And then this is actually even before zombies were all trends.
Became big,
you know, there weren't TV shows about zombies. Then I was kind of, after we got engaged, I was thinking about it. And I just didn't want to come in like full on makeup and be dead the entire time at my wedding. I was like, maybe we can loosen this up a little bit. And we talked about it and we agreed that just having a costume wedding would be a good compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that our wedding has taken on a lot of forms. But I think we're going to go with, I want to be a bride. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to pretend I'm Elvira or something like that. Okay. I want to be me, but just a fun, fancier version of me, I guess.
Right. And you want to be comfortable because it's a long day.
It's a long day.
And you get married and then it's a big, long party and then you go off.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, how when you get married, decide to get married, it becomes, I mean, it's a public event in a lot of ways. So the public begins to try to own it. Like parents will say, no hot dogs. Or would your parents have responded well to, we're having a zombie wedding, everybody has to come as a zombie?
Oh my God, no, they wouldn't have.
Right.
That would have been a hard sell. You know, I like to break down my mom and dad a little bit and kind of tell them things that maybe are a little bit further out there than I plan on going.
Right.
So that they, when I tell them the actual truth, they're like, oh, that's all you're going to do. You're only going to have a costume wedding, not a zombie-themed wedding. That's okay.
Right.
And so I did that a little bit with them with the zombie and costume themes. And they're still, my mom especially is still getting used to it. But she's, you know,
yeah.
A year, she's been engaged for over a year now. And she's been a little bit, broken down a little bit.
Yeah. Are you having a priest or a justice of the peace, or who's going to perform the ceremony?
We are actually having our very good friend Eric Rose perform the ceremony for us, which
right.
I'm extremely excited about, to have someone who's such a good friend and very personal to us.
Right.
Be the one who marries us. It's, you know, to me, that's absolutely the perfect way to go.
Right.
Why would I want to have a priest that I have no relationship with, or minister or something like that?
Yeah,
a friend is willing to do so.
That's the big joke when the minister has to read your name so he knows who's
married. Yeah, or mispronounce it.
And then when he has to end the ceremony really quickly because he's doing a funeral next. You don't want that.
Yeah.
So in Chicago, October 30th, are you beginning to get more nervous about it? I mean, do you think you'll be more nervous as time goes by? You've got, what, 3.5 months?
I don't think I'll be any more nervous. You know, we have the big things out of the way in terms of planning, like we have our venue and how we're going to do the ceremony and all that stuff. So as far as being nervous, it's really just, I guess, probably remembering all the little details. You know, if we want to put our own special touches on things, we actually have to do that stuff and not just talk about it.
Right.
And so that's you know, the only thing that makes me nervous is just forgetting something big that I should be doing.
Yeah, but then they have those, you're doing it yourself. You're not going to have a wedding planner to constantly remind you what to do. But there are books, there's checklists.
Right. Oh, my God, there are so many books. It's disgusting.
It's a big business. Marrying people off is big business.
It is. It's so crazy how much money people spend on weddings.
Right. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know.
More than on bat mitzvahs. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Dresses can be so ridiculous.
And you don't just rent those things. You don't turn them back in the next day and say it doesn't fit.
Right. And, like, try to get out that red wine scene.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you sound very relaxed about it. You're very comfortable with it. I mean, you're going to do it your way. Are you going to be given away by your father?
I do like that tradition, but I probably have both my mom and dad walk me down the aisle.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And do you know you're not having hot dogs? Do you know what food you are going to have?
Oh, yes, I do. We have an elaborate menu that I'm actually quite excited about. It's totally us. We are having we're having a station wedding, so it's not going to be a sit-down formal dinner.
Okay.
And you can go up and get as much food or as little food as you'd like.
Right.
And we're having food like meatloaf and mashed potatoes and salad and
comfort
vegetable
food.
Skewers, pasta station. And then the big thing that I'm most proud of is, instead of the hot dogs, we're doing Chicago-style pizza, gyros, and I think the other thing is Italian beef sandwiches.
Oh, great.
So try to make it fun and have a lot of options.
Right.
One thing that I've always hated about weddings is when the food is just put in front of you and it's like a cold, rubbery piece of chicken.
Right, and the only people you get to talk to are the 7 other people at your table, unless you...
Right, and that's another thing we're doing is, since we're not having a formal sit-down dinner, we are going to incorporate a lot of like couch and tables and things like
that,
where people can mingle a little bit more.
Right, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to... you're in such a good mood now about it. I'm going to talk to you, both you and Justin, together, I think sometime in September, if I can get you together.
And, really?
and just see if you're any more nervous.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully I'll be just as calm.
Yeah. No, you're in great shape.
You can't say the same for Justin. He tends to get a little more stressed out than I do.
Yeah, well, he, as you say, he likes to be the center of attention. He also likes to sort of conduct and design the whole thing, too. He's got a little bit of director and a little bit of actor in him. Well, Kathy, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
And thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you in September.
In September. Okay. Bye, Mark.
All right. Bye.